Hello, everyone, and welcome to Integrate and Conquer, a production of Mojo Active. My name is Miles Biggs, Director of Digital Marketing here at Mojo Active, and I'm joined by Tracy Johnston, one of our account executives.
Miles and I will be your hosts for this podcast as we explore the vast world that is marketing. On occasion, we'll be joined by team members here at Mojo Active as we bring you up to speed on the hottest topics in marketing today.
Throughout this podcast, our goal will be to expose you to new business ideas and to show you how, by integrating the newest advances in digital marketing with tried and true traditional marketing approaches, we can help you conquer your business goals. Let's get started. Tracy, today I want to talk about business owners and one of their favorite people, okay? His name is Roy.
Roy.
Yep, R-O-I, Roy.
The dad joke.
You like that?
Oh, I
couldn't hear you laugh, but I think I could hear your eyes roll on that one.
Yes, you definitely heard my eyes roll.
So all of my dad jokes aside, ROI, right? It's a common acronym, a common KPI for everything we do in marketing and in business. And it's a question we get asked quite a lot. It's a question that came up in a proposal meeting that I was a part of. And I thought it'd be a great opportunity to capture some content for the podcast. So I'm going to pick your brain.
Okay.
So ROI, the context in which it was posed to me was for a new website. So this prospective client was about to spend a lot of money on a new website. And for many businesses, this is sometimes the largest chunk, like lump sum marketing investment they may lay out when a website overhaul comes due. I mean, I know you've had some, Tracy, that have been in the six figures for what it costs.
Right.
So what's the return on that investment? How do I go to my board of directors or the CEO if I'm the marketing person and say, we need to spend this much money because we're going to make this much money back? It makes sense. Not just, hey, we need it because it looks outdated, or I want to do it, or it'll look, you know, it'll feel cool. We can feel good about it, right? It's, we need this for this reason. We'll spend X to save Y or make Z, right? That's the right ROI. So in your shoes as an AE, I'm sure you've gotten that question. And
yep,
I'd love
sure.
to hear your perspective on how do we answer that? People listening, how do they answer that?
Well, you know, it's really a tough thing to be able to offer a definitive answer on that as far as a specific number goes. Like, you can be guaranteed your sales will increase 20%. I mean, that's almost impossible. That is impossible to quantify to someone. But ahead of that, during the site build, gosh, if I had a dollar for every time a client said, oh my gosh, you're completely removing that operational obstacle we had. And how do you put a price on that, right? So we're increasing efficiencies hand over fist for them and taking a burden off an employee who can offer so much more value to the company than this manual process that they've been having to deal with just because there was a limitation on their current website. So now we're taking that away and allowing that employee to be their true self for the company, and all of their gifts can shine, you know, and it's really tough to quantify that.
Right. One of my favorite sayings is that a person is not a process, right? So sometimes,
yeah,
you know, people become the process. They're the person that does this thing. And sometimes they're the only person that knows how to do that thing, but that's not sustainable. And that's not how business grows. And so the website can be a tool to operationalize some of these people things and make them actual processes. So in that way, a website's not just a website. This is what we talk about all the time with Integrate and Conquer. When people think about their website as a standalone thing, it might be hard to see ROI on just this thing, but it's what you don't see, what the website feeds into, what processes it supports, what processes it creates to replace those people processes, if you will, right? That's where the ROI is found.
Right. And, you know, I think sometimes on these large website builds, as we're talking to clients, they don't even realize how dysfunctional some of their processes are until you show them there is a better, easier, more efficient way to do something. They don't know what they don't know. You know what I'm saying? I have a great example. So we have one client we were working with that had someone on their team who was manually verifying addresses online. I can't even tell you how many hours a week this person is spending doing something that there's a system in place for now.
When you say manually doing that, what does that mean?
She's manually typing a customer's address into Google to verify it's the correct shipping address, that it exists.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that might work if there's five orders, but when you get up to right, a lot more, yeah.
Thousands of orders a month, that becomes pretty tedious pretty quickly. But that's kind of what I was saying, that, you know, some clients don't know what they don't know. That was the only way, based on their previous website, that was the only way to handle that. And so that became the only way they knew. Not that there was even a thought that there could be a simpler way to do this. And so it started little by little, okay, we'll have to do this. But then as their orders increased, this person really was becoming overwhelmed. And with a not fun process, you can imagine that would not be a fun time to do that in a busy season.
Yeah, absolutely not. I mean, that sounds not fun in any season to sit there yeah. and just be Googling.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think that's a great example of really might be asking the wrong question when we ask the question, what is the return on the investment for my website? It's really, what is your website doing right now? And what is it not doing right now that a person is doing that your website could be doing? Because now you're talking about opportunity cost in your business that we can remove, and now you're freeing up a whole person from Google searching all day to, like what you were saying, doing what they might have actually been hired for, where their talents actually lie. And now you have a process that's automated and running in the background of this beautiful new website, and you've got a human who can focus on growing the business to the next level versus just treading water and getting through the orders of that day. We can start looking forward to the orders we have to get or need to get tomorrow to hit the next level of growth in the company's future.
And there are so many times this has happened, or a business manually configuring Tax Nexus, which is also tremendously tedious and a lot to keep track of, quite frankly. And then finding out if they used a tax provider, a lot of that manual work and things they would have to keep track of goes away. Just poof, it's gone. You now have all this time back in your day. It's just so gratifying to see a client's reaction when they realize that you're going to take a burden away from them. It's just the best feeling. And then just one more example of why the discovery process is so critical in a large e-commerce build in particular. In the discovery phase, we have clients walk us through how their setup is currently working. Because sometimes when you're so entrenched in the day-to-day, you just become hyper-focused on this is how we do it. And you completely lose sight of the possibility that there's a better way to do it. So when they walk us through, that's when we start to see the opportunities for improvement. And that's really just based on our experience and, you know, our team's experience in solving these types of problems for other clients.
Yeah, and that's really one of the benefits of working with an agency is you get the benefit of all of this other experience that an outside group brings to the table, not just, you know, people that work in a company get just kind of blinders on for that company and what they know,
right,
what they've done. And then an outside group can come in and say, well, we did this over here, or I've seen what you want to do before and it didn't work, right? And it just bringing all that to the table is huge for companies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So all that being said, right, some people might be listening right now, rolling their eyes, just like at my Roy joke like you did, but saying, typical marketers, right? Bait and switch on the question, not really giving me an answer. You know, sure, ROI is just reading the tea leaves and just kind of make your own inference that it makes sense. Okay. For all those people out there, right, while I might disagree with you a little, I know there is a benefit for the quantitative KPIs. And so we do have something as well. And lots of other companies have this. This isn't something brand new, but it's important to talk about if you don't have it, is the idea of what some people might call a business intelligence dashboard. Just like these can be manually curated, where you're pulling in, you're logging into Facebook, you're logging into Google, you're logging into your email marketing platform and manually pulling over stats and growth trends into a centralized, oftentimes an Excel spreadsheet, right, to track all this stuff. We've got a system that we use that uses the API connections that all these services have to offer so that we can log into one place to see all of that. And it would automatically update each month or each quarter. And then we can spend less time manually pulling the reporting, or your team can spend less time pulling manual reports, and we can spend more time getting work done for you. And then it's more about analyzing the data, understanding what it's telling you, and using that business intelligence to inform future decisions. So that's something that we use at Mojoactive. Other firms use it as well, but I think that's a big way of how you can measure the ROI. You know, if you have an old website, right, Tracy, you'd be tracking that stuff. Then you launch the new website with all these different integrations and the things it's doing for you, the improved SEO, all the great things we can do for a new website, and then see the difference. And then that's a way you can show an ROI on your investment as well.
Sure. And then, of course, all the traditional ways you would measure a site's performance, you know, with Google Analytics and any other reporting metrics that you might utilize.
Yeah, and ultimately, it goes back to what I said earlier. The real question to ask if you want to gauge ROI is, what are you trying to do with this website? Right? Are you trying to sell something through it? Are you trying to gather leads through it? Like, what kind of tool is your website? And then once you can identify that and the purpose behind it, then that allows you to figure out which KPIs are most important to you and allows you to look at your business processes that your website's going to support and find those opportunities for automation to free up people to go out and work even harder in your business.
And I think today's episode, if nothing else, just shows people that there's a little bit more to consider than just analytics here when you're measuring overall ROI on a website. In other words, consider the fact that you may be too close to your own website. You might not understand that there could be better ways or more efficient ways to handle things than what you're currently doing. So just being open to the possibility that some outside help might help show you what you don't know.
All right, that's a wrap for this week. Thank you all for listening. If you haven't yet, please hit that subscribe button so that you never miss an episode.
And if you're a current Mojoactive client and you have questions or you want to talk about today's subject further, please reach out to your account executive. If we've piqued your interest enough to learn more about the topic, or hey, if you want to talk about becoming a client of Mojoactive, please reach out to us at podcast@mojoactive.com.
And for the rest of you out there, maybe you're a fellow marketer like us or just a curious mind, thanks for being here. If you found this episode helpful, please share it and help us spread the word. The larger our audience gets, the more we can all integrate and conquer.
And we'll see you next time.